The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter, Text Number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 18, 1976, in Detroit, Michigan.
Translation: the human form of life affords one a chance to return home, back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural, because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all other living beings.
Jatahi purushasya iha Vishnu-pāgopasatpadam Jadesha Sadhutana Priya Atmeshara Suhid. Bhagavad Dharma yesterday we discussed Dharman Bhagavataniha Kumarongacharit Praga Dharman Bhagavat. From the beginning of life, from childhood, they should be given lessons on Bhagavad Dharma. The Bhagavad Dharma is very clearly indicated in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita should be read very carefully, attentively, from the beginning of life, child. Not that Bhagavad Gita should be read in old age. No, from the very beginning of life. And whole Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavad. And when one is well conversant in Bhagavad Gita, the lessons of Bhagavad Gita, then the Srimad Bhagavatam begins. So Bhagavad Dharma means, as we have discussed yesterday morning, that Krishna himself is explaining Bhagavad. Manmana bhavamad bhakta majjari man namaskuru mavi voices. The aim and real aim of life is how to go back to home, back to Godhead. They do not know it. Nati vidu. Generally, people do not know what is the aim of life. Nati midu sarthagating hi Vishnu. All the Vedic mantra says, the Rig Veda mantra says, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. That is it. Everyone must meditate upon Lord Vishnu. Meditation means to think of Lord Vishnu within the heart. I think we have seen many pictures that Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishthati, the Supreme Lord is sitting in everyone's heart. And that Lord's murti form is Vishnu murti. The dhyana, yoga, all this means to concentrate the mind in Vishnu murti. Dhyanavastita tadgatena manusa pasyantiyam yogino. Yogi, what is that business? Dhyanavastita tadgatena manusa, concentrating the mind, meditating upon the Vishnu Murti. Nowadays they have invented some system of yoga, some light, something like that. But that is not the Shastric injunction. Shastri's injunction is to think of Lord Vishnu within the heart. He is already there. We have to search out. That is called meditation. That is called dhyana. But in this Kali Yuga, it is little difficult. Why little? It is very, very difficult to sit down in one place and meditate upon Lord Vishnu within the heart. Not only sit down in one place, it is recommended that we should sit down in a sacred place and in a secluded place. Not that it is a fashion. Some hundreds of men sitting together and meditating. What meditating? That is not the process. You'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended to sit down in a sacred and secluded place. That is called dhyana. Sitting in a right angle posture and the eyes half closed, not fully closed. If you fully close, then you will sleep. I have seen so many yogis snoring, sleeping, yes. Then naturally, if you close your eyes and you have no subject matter to think, what will be? Yes, you will sleep, that's all. That is not yoga system. You have to sit down in a secluded place, in a, what is called, yogasana, straight body, and not sleeping, half open eyes, and looking over the tip of the nose. There are so many methods. That is called meditation. But this kind of meditation is very, very difficult in this age. If one can perform, it is welcome, but it is very difficult. Kali Yuga, if I want to meditate upon, then I shall think of my family, my business, my friend, so many things. It is not possible. Therefore, Shastra recommend, kīte jadhyāyato viṣṇu tetāyāng jadato makhai dāpare kuri-cajjāyāṁ kalu tad-harikītara. In the kīte means satya-yoga, when people used to live for 100,000 of years. That time it was possible. That's like Valmiki Muni meditated for 60,000 of years. So actually, this meditation, dhyana, dharana, pranayama, pratyahara, the yogic system, that is recommended in the Shastra, the Bhagavad Gita also is there. But in this age, it is not. Even Arjuna denied. Krishna, you are recommending me to undergo the process of yoga, but it is not possible. Kasyam nigraham manni bhāyuri vasudhiskam. It is not possible. But Arjuna was a pure devotee. He was always thinking of Krishna. He had no other business. Therefore, Krishna, to encourage Arjuna, he said that don't be disappointed because you are thinking that you are unfit to meditate upon Lord Vishnu. Don't be disappointed. The first class yogi, you are first class yogi. Why? Because yoginamapi sarvesam madgatantaratmana sadhyavana bhajati yomam sami yuktatamo. Anyone who is thinking of Krishna always within the heart, he is first class yogi. Therefore, kalotad harikitana, this is first class yoga system. In this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, in the Shastra also, it is recommended that Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Yo Kevalam, Kalo Nasi, Yo Nasi, Yo Nasi. So we have to follow the injunction of the Shastra. We cannot manufacture our own ways of spiritual advancement. That is not right. Jashastra vidimusrijya vartate kamakara na siddhiṃ savvāpnati na sukhaṃ na parāgati. Anyone who transgresses the regulative principle recommended in the Shastra, Shastra vidhi, Jashastra vidhim usrijya, giving up Shastra vidhi, vartate kamakara, whimsically does something. No siddhiṃ savvāpnati, he never gets success. He'll never be successful. No siddhiṃ, no parāṅgati. Neither any salvation. No siddhiṃ savvāpnati, no sukha. Neither even any material happiness. So, we must accept the śāstra-vidhi. Śāstra-vidhi, as it is in the śāstra, it is said, I have already quoted, Kalo tad hari kītana, kīte tad dhāyato viṣṇu tētāyam jagatho makai, dāpare paricanchāyam, kalo tad hari kītana. In this age, the śāstra-vidhi is hari kītana. The more you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the more you become perfect. This is śāstra-vidhi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed it. Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhagavan. We have to be fixed up. First of all, what is the injunction of the Shastra? Then, what the sadhus, those who are devotees, what they are doing? What they are doing? Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru, and what Guru is asking. We have to follow these three principles. Sadhu, Guru, Shastra, Vakta, Trinete, Koriya, Vaikra. Who is sadhu? Who is abiding by the injunction of the Shastra? Or Guru? Guru means he is also abiding by the injunction of the Shastra. Then he is Guru, he is sadhu. He is sadhu. And if one Shastra vidhi, the Shastra vidhi musrijya, if Shastra vidhi you give up, then what is the question of Guru and Sadhu? Not siddhi, he is not siddha. He has not attained the perfection because he has rejected the principles of Shastra. So he is bogus. We have to test like that, who is Guru? Tasmād guruṁ prapaddhita jigyāsu śreyo tamam śābde pareta nisnātam brahmani upasamāsayam. The śāstra says, who is Guru? Tasmād guruṁ prapaddhita. One has to surrender to Guru. That is, tad vijñānātam sa guru meva avigacche. One must approach Guru. This is beginning. Not that it is optional. I may accept the Guru or not accept Guru. No. Must. Gacchet. Gacchet means he must. It is bidiling. This verb used where the purport is one must. Otherwise it is not possible. The tasmād guruṁ prapaddhita. And who will go to Guru? It is not a fashion that we make some guru and we are engaged in our own business and I can say in the society, oh, I have got a big guru who can show magic. No. Guru is necessary for him who is inquisitive of transcendental subject matter. He requires a guru, not ordinary man. Just like somebody keeps some cats and dogs as fashion. Guru is not like that. Guru means one, first of all, who requires a guru. Tasmād guruṁ prapaddhita jigyāsu śreya uttamam. one who is inquisitive to know about the spiritual world, uttamam. Uttamam means udgata tamam, transcendental to this darkness. This material world is called darkness, ignorance. Actually it is dark. Because it is dark, material world, therefore we require the sun. By the grace of Krishna, we have got the sun. Jatchakshuresa savita sakalagrahana. He is the light of all the planets. Jatchakshuresa savita. Savita means sun. Om tat, om bhur bhuva sa tat saviti varannam. This is Gayatri Mantra. So, who requires a guru? Jigyasu seva uttama. One who wants to go beyond this world of darkness. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. This is Vedic Indian. Don't remain in this darkness. Jyotirgama. Go to the world where light is there. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotisu asesu vasudhadi bhuti vindam tad brahma niskalam anantam asesu bhutam govindam adipurusam nama. Jasya prabha, the spiritual world is full of effulgence. Just like we have got example, the sun planet, sun globe, there is no darkness. There is always light. On account of presence of the sun, we are getting so much light and heat. Just imagine what is the position in the sun globe, sun planet. It is always light. This is the example. Similarly, in the spiritual world, it is only light. Not only this light, but the light of knowledge. Therefore, Shastra says, tamasi ma, don't remain in the darkness, jyotirgama. Jyotirgama, come into the light. So, one who requires to go to the world of light, he requires a guru. Kasmat gurum prabhateta jigyasu. Jigyasu inquisitive. Everyone is jigyasu. We go to the market to purchase something, we are also jigyasu there. What is the price of this? What is the price of that? That is also inquiry. But not, inquiry not like that. As we go to the market and inquire about the price, or sometimes we go to the share market and other material market, there is also inquiry is in life. But not material inquiry. Jigyasu sreya uttama. Sreya. Sreya means ultimate goal of life. In the material world, there is no question of sreya. It is all prayer. There are two things, prayer and sreya. Immediate benefit, that is called prayer. Just like child. If you ask child to sit down and read book, he would not like. If you offer a laddu, he will immediately accept. A small child, you see, we have said, we distribute these cakes, and immediately, small child immediately, he knows how to take it and put it in the mouth. This is called prayer, dear. They do not know anything else. It will give you poison, you like to eat. This is child's nature. So if you ask the child now, you will sit down and read books and write, he would not like. That is called the shreya. To become educated is good for him, for future, but he doesn't like. But if you give him a laddu immediately, he'll accept. This is the distinction between sreya and prayer. So, we must be interested in Shreya, not Priya. Priya is sense gratification. The material life, sense gratification is only required. This is material world. Janamaithuna adigrihami edi sukham mitucham. This Shreya, this Priya, very dear things, ultimately sex life. Kanduvani nakarayo rivadukha dukham. And as soon as we enter into sex life, rivadukha dukham, one after another. So this is Priya. But Shreya is how to approach the lotus feet and Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Therefore, here it is said, Jatahi purusasraya Vishnu padatmasam. How to be engaged in the worship of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu? That is possible. This Shreya means sense gratification culminating in sex life. That is available. That will be explained in the next part. Sukham indriyakam daitya jiho yogino dihina sarvatra labhati daiva yatha dukham majadnata. This is explained. So, indraja sukham, sense pleasure, that is available everywhere. Even cats and dogs, they have got sense pleasure. But human life is not meant for that purpose. Human life is meant for, this is the idea, jathāhi purusastaya Vishnu pāda upasarpana. This is required. They do not know it. Prahlad Maharaj, another place said, nate vidu sārcavatiṃhi Vishnu durāsayādi vahirattamānina. Generally, those who are not trained up by Guru, they do not know the sārcavati is Vishnu, durāsaya. They are trying to be happy with this external energy. Bahirangāsakti. Bahirangāsakti means this material world. So, one who does not know what is the goal of life, they are interested in this bahirangāsakti, external energy. Therefore Guru required. How to get him delivered from the clutches of external energy. Therefore Guru required. One who is interested to get out of these activities of external energy, tasmād gurum pravartyeta, for him Guru is required. Don't make a Guru as a passion. That is useless. You get some Guru who can manufacture gold, and you are interested in gold. So that kind of Guru will be. No. Here it is said, tasmād gurum tadvijñānārtham sangu. Tadvijñān means spiritual science. For that purpose one requires Guru, not for any other purpose. So, Arjuna also showed by example, although he was talking as friend, he submitted to Krishna the Sishasti Hanusadhiman Prabandham. Arjuna was talking directly with Krishna, but because the relationship was as affectionate friendship, there could not be any serious talk. Therefore, Arjuna submitted that, Krishna, we are talking like friends, it will never come to any serious. Now I accept you as my Guru. Sishasti ham sadhimāng prapanyam katpanna duso apahata sabhāva. I am now perplexed. So when one is actually in knowledge, he feels perplexed. Atātam brahma jignāsa unless one feels perplexed in this materialistic way of life, his human life is imperfect. One must feel this material world, actually it is not happiness. That's why Sanatana Goswami approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Grammo vyavahare kahaya pandit, satya karimane. I am minister, I am also born of a Brahmin family in India. The Brahmins are addressed as Panditji. So he said, Grammo vyavahare kahaya pandit. It's just like ordinary relationship, village, friendship. They call me Pandit. Pandit means learning. I also accept that I am Pandit. But actually I am not Pandit. Why not? Apanar hitahe kichu nahi jani. I do not know what is the goal of my life. Ask anyone what is the goal of life. He may be PhD, DSC. He does not know. Nati bidu sartha gatingi Vishnu. They do not know. Therefore, if one is serious about understanding the value of life, the goal of life, he should approach a guru, tasmād gurum prapaddeta. Prapaddeta. Prapaddeta means to surrender. Not that guru should be approached for challenging. No. If you challenge, then you will be cheated. First of all, you must find out a person to, if you can, surrender them. Tasmād gurum prapaddeta tadviddhi panipāte. Panipāt, surrender, that is required first. If you think somebody that is not worth surrendering, then don't make him guru. Don't make a fashion. First of all, you test that whether I can surrender. Panipāte, then try to understand. Tadviddhi panipāte na paripasne na sevaya. Not only surrendering, but also render service, so that Guru may be pleased that this disciple is very humble, meek, and giving service anywhere. Even in material world, if you want to take something from somebody, if you please him by service, it is very easy. Tasmāt guruṁ prapaddeta jiññāsaṁ. So, yathāhi puruṣatraya viṣṇu pādo puruṣatpadam jadesa sarva-bhūta. Why one should seek after Vishnu? Tad viṣṇu paramapadam. Because jadesa sarva-bhūtāna priya. Everyone's dearest. That we have followed. Actually, Vishnu or Krishna, he is dearmost. He is also friend of everyone. When we understand this secret, Bhoktaram jagratam sam sarvaloko maheshwaram sridam sarvabhutana. Sridam, he is actual friend. We go to friends for some help, but if we accept the natural friend, Krishna, then there is no scarcity. Sridhanga sarva-bhūtāna. Therefore, we should learn how to love Krishna or Vishnu. That is the aim of life. Thank you very much.